We have resolution 376, creating two full-time deputy positions and amending Ulster County budget, Ulster County Sheriff. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second, discussion. There's been a lot of discussion. We held it over a week to try to finalize everything. Just so that everybody totally understands, these are two new positions that we are creating for the budget for 2016. That they will be put into the sheriff's road patrol. The SRO officers are coming from the sheriff's department, correct, Paul?
Correct.
And there's a funding mechanism that the school districts are paying, the agreed upon contracts, and I don't know exactly what they are off the top of my head. But there's two different districts that are paying this. Everybody's concern is that there's no cost to the county, and also if we don't get funded by the school districts, that they will basically terminate those two new positions.
When we had our original meeting with the executive, the county attorney, the chief of staff, and the chief of finance, or the head of finance, we all agreed upon exactly what you said, and that's what will happen. There will be no cost to the county. I guarantee it. We'll find it somehow to make sure if there are some unseen circumstances, we'll make it work. We always have. This is just old business. We've done school resource business for years. We've been in BOCES for probably close to 20 years. We've now been in the Roundell School District for the last five. So I'll make it work. And as far as if they decide they don't want to do it, well, then we will not, through attrition, we won't fill those positions as people leave. I got 15 people right now that are on the cusp for retiring, so it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Tracy?
I'm happy to see this language, even though I think we still have a problem, which I've been saying, and I'm hoping we're going to work it through with Bert, and I know Vicky's on it, in terms of the idea of how we and future legislators get alerted to what's been sunsetted prior mm-hmm. to a budget vote, which... Yep. You know, reverses a sunset clause, and in fact, it re-ups something. I as I said last week, I'd like to see a conversation about this policy as a broader policy through the Law Enforcement Committee, which would be the appropriate place for it to happen. Because again, I think we're opening ourselves up to a bigger issue potentially in all the schools, and we need to have a conversation about what we want to do in the bigger term.
I think that was discussed, that is going to be in Law Enforcement Committee in the future, about how we're going to handle any future expansion of those programs. And I hope that's going to be brought up in their committee to do such, and I can assure you it will be.
In terms of, a proactive discussion, not just waiting for other requests
right.
to come in, just
have
how
a policy
do we...
beforehand
have, right.
instead of after the fact.
Right, so...
Rich, we wouldn't be here today if I didn't. We first went and met with everybody. Everybody was on our team. Everybody agreed that it was a great thing to do. We were asked for a service. We're providing a service. We're not going to have any increase in anything. If this was to happen again, we would do the same thing. We'd call up Mike, and Mike could get his team together, and we'd discuss it. If he said, really, I can't support it, then we would tell the school district, we can't support it. Perry put hours and hours into all this only because we had that meeting and they said everything is good. So in the future, we would do the exact same thing.
The only thing I would ask that you let the legislative body take part somewhere, not at the 11th hour, 12th hour where we are today, during the process, so that we're familiar with what we're doing and we can know what we're doing instead of being here today or last week saying
okay.
What, where, and how.
Deal.
Yes.
Jamie Capiano, Deputy Budget Director. So the Sheriff's Office, we absolutely support the SRO position, the program, everything that they're trying to do, and Perry's work to make the school districts understand the value of it. We completely understand that. Our concern is we cannot stand here today and say that there is no county cost. I know the Sheriff has promised, that there won't be. We do not know the title of the positions going into the new, vacant positions that you're now creating here that will change the financials. So whereas we know the amount coming in from the school districts, that's set, that's done, that was done a couple months ago, we do not know the new people going into these positions and therefore cannot do the fiscal analysis necessary to say there will be no county cost. And that's where we're at right now.
I totally understand what
yep,
you're saying.
Absolutely.
I think we have the assurance because there's where we are. We have to probably do this because in September the program's going to start.
Correct.
The sheriff already made total commitment that there's not going to be any total cost to the county or any additional cost to the county, and I could say that, yeah, your word is good as gold, Paul. And,
thank you.
I understand what you're saying regarding, the cost of the county. I don't think anyone wants any additional cost to the county. And, we don't want it. And we made that very clear from day one. I think it's been clear in your previous meetings from what you told me, from what the county exec told me, and everybody else told me. So, in saying all that, to move this forward tonight, and I think we might have to just say, trust Paul in regarding this. There is a financial impact onto this, and we'll abide by that financial impact, as we said. Tracy?
Until the conversation about the broader policy happens, I know I'll probably be the only one.
It's
I'm
not
gonna
happening
know.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, we moved this resolution, but we have to make two amendments to this resolution, so I'd like to add these amendments to the resolution as part of the resolution. Okay, just so that everyone well aware, the first, or the one, two, three, fourth whereas is going to be added, a couple things already on the resolution.
And some and things resolve, stuck too, so.
And the resolve about the funding will be if the service is discontinued, it will be eliminated, so that's going to be added. But that's going to become on the floor.
This language is much improved over the first draft in terms of the new results.
Victoria did a good job, put a little pressure on her, see what she'd do. Thank you, Victoria.
Yes, no problem.
All right. Any other discussion? Any other comments? No, if not, roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Raise your hand. All right. Thank you.
Bill.
Next, 378, authorized upgrade to countywide radio system for Ulster County of $240,000, authorizing the issue of $240,000 bonds and said to the county thereof. Moved?
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? No discussion?
Sorry.
All in favor say aye.
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 Quick question. What type of sheriff? Just a quick question on the radio. Is it? Perry.
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 Yes.
Perry's our.
Quick question.
He's our
radio.
IT guy.
Why is it the? What kind of system? Is it?
I didn't hear you.
The radio system.
Yes.
The new system.
They're
ultra high frequency.
Well, no, are they talking about the microwave?
This is the simulcast.
Simulcast.
Yeah, it's the Steve has been working hard on getting a microwave, a link between the 911 towers to increase the communication around the town. So I'm assuming that has to do with that. And it stays within the same frequency, so it's not much of a change other than increasing the power and the vehicle for us to communicate.
Very good. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, sir.
Any other discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 380. Authorize the preliminary engineering design for a fire training center in for and around Ulster County.
Second.
That's an estimate of $152,000. Move. Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 384. Approve the execution of a contract amendment for the aggregate contract amount to be in excess of 50 of Newbury County, Costanza Crane, Inc., Department of Public Works.
Costanza. Come on, what kind of town you name
it? I watch
too
much.
Marlboro kind.
I watch too many Steinfelds.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call.
Can I just ask, how many additional days is this? Do we know?
Johnson, you know?
I have to refresh my recollection. I mean, it's increasing the contract by
$25,200. Mm-hmm.
And the rate for each crane is $9,000 per crane per 8 hour, additional $900 per crane per hour beyond the initial 8 hours in a day.
So it's like roughly 2.5 days if you go.
Wow.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
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 385, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 in Newbury County, Nigraja Erection, Inc., Department of Public Works. So moved. Second. Questions?
Why do we have two different cranes operating on the same bridge?
The Castan, if I may.
Yes, you may.
The Castanzi crane was for the temporary bridge, and the Niagara crane contract is for the trusses that are going to be put down for the permanent.
Would it be more economical to have one crane?
So I ask my question again. Why do we have two cranes on the same
bridge? It's different. It's different crane companies, different loads, I believe, and I can check. The Niagara crane company is operating a much larger crane than what was used by the Castanzi crane company. But we can get back on that, TJ.
Okay, that's cool.
I find Laws and Rules yesterday, Sue Plonsky explained to us that the footings on the old bridge were sinking and don't line up with, the end of where the new bridge is. Mm-hmm. So they had to bring the crane back in to lift up that section of the bridge again to fix the footings. And they didn't know the footings were sinking until they started to...
That's the first, the contract we just voted for?
Right.
That's helpful.
I mean,
thank you.
We wouldn't have had this if that wasn't the case.
And it was just routine, again, it was routine safety checks that they were doing just to make sure that the temporary bridge was complete load capacity and everything. So it was simple checks that they had done. And they determined to come back just to do an initial final check on that.
When's that project going to start?
When?
It's already going.
Bridge is open.
And right after the fair.
The temple is open.
All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
386, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter the lease extension agreement with GD Realty Kingston LLC for the office space currently occupied by Ulster County Family Court, located at 16 Lucas Avenue, Kingston, New York, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Move.
Move it.
Second.
Just they're well aware. I just wanted to make sure everyone's well aware this contract is it's before us because of an extension of the family court. Fortunately, we're going up for a referendum regarding locating it at the BRC. We need the extra time so that we're able to construct. If it passes, there is an additional cost for this. $40,000 more total cost?
Mm-hmm. $44,000
and change. For the 2 year period of time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's also more information that I need to give you.
Okay. Tracy, you want to
let her
give the information?
Yeah, let me get the information.
All right,
in case
so just an hour or less ago, I was on the phone with counsel for the landlord. And we have negotiated another addition to the amendment, which is a termination clause, which was not in the original agreement. The original agreement goes back to 1987. The original agreement was for $224,000, and then in 2009, we amended it every 2 or 3 years from 1987. In 2009, it was reduced to 201 from 224. So 224 is what we started at in 1987. But this legislature has a policy of having a termination clause in its leases, at least in all the new ones that we do, we make sure that it's in there. So there is a 90-day termination clause that would go into effect after the first year, which would mean August 31st of 2017. If we're not in the BRC, or we think we're going to be in the BRC sooner, at that point we can give them 90 days notice and terminate the lease. So we're going to be adding that to the amendment. The resolution gives the county attorney with legislative counsel the authority to amend the amendment. So that is our plan, to amend the amendment. Okay?
Contract.
Okay, so that did answer one of my questions.
It's actually an amendment to the lease. It's not even a contract. Just an amendment. And that's what we've been doing every 2 or 3 years over the course of the last 30 years or so.
Do we have reasonable confidence that we're going to be in the BRC if it passes at referendum within 2 years?
Yes,
but we've also covered that particular issue with holdover language, which allows us to hold over from month to month. which would be a monthly payment equivalent to 1/12 of the lease each year. So in the event that some, you know, it's construction, just like the bridge was finding out we need to do something else, we're all aware of the construction. We always hope it goes the way we want it to go. We expect that we will be able to be in there, but if we're not, we've got a safety, you know, a safety measure in the amendment.
And my other question, I mean, it's interesting hearing that the original contract was for 224, because seeing a 10% or roughly a 10% increase is just disheartening. I know we're between a rock and a hard place, and they know that we're leaving. So what are we going to do? Just leave?
Tracy, in my
opinion, I get
it,
but
we're lucky it's only 10%. Because the thing is, you know, they really had us over a barrel.
They started out much higher.
And, you know, what else would we have done?
Yeah. I hear you. It's just, it's,
I mean, we had,
I said,
they had all the cards, well, it's disheartening, but they had all the cards we're not playing. Fortunately, they were able to negotiate what they negotiate. Yes, it is more. I'm probably as prudent as anybody regarding money, but there again, you know, they had all the cards, the owners of that building. And they had us over a barrel. I mean, where would we go if we had to move?
Yeah,
I
get
it.
I know. We don't have to go. I get it. The question I have, though, is how does this compare to other rental rates per square foot in the area? I mean, it's 220. I know we can't. I know we're not going to undo it, but it's just, it seems like it's a tremendous amount of money.
No, forget about the rental rate. We pay all the taxes.
That's what I'm saying.
All
I should have brought the file. It's a triple net lease.
It's in the lease.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a triple net. This was a sweetheart deal for them initially. It was a triple net lease. There's the taxes and the insurance. The taxes, I can tell you, are probably about $100,000 a year. Okay. And the insurance is approximately $13,000 and $14,000 a year.
Okay, Dollar says as soon as we move out, he goes for he goes to grievance to have his assessment reduced.
Yeah, I'm sure that in 1987 the taxes weren't what they are now, but this is where we're at. So.
And that's all the more reasons for us to be promoting moving the family court to the BRC, because look at the money we're going to be saving to taxpayers over a 20-year period.
Wonder who signed that sweetheart deal back then. 1986. That's crazy.
I have to look back and see, Tracy. And the folder is this.
I wasn't
thick.
Here, Tracy.
Oh no, I wasn't saying it like that. I mean, that's just crazy, though. So, all right, it is what it is.
It is what it is, and you know, we have to give our family court a space. And OCA would obviously, you know, I don't know what they'd do if we didn't have someplace to go.
I know. I appreciate it.
All right. Any other questions? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody
reluctantly.
Against? Is that no?
Is
let
that,
me
is
know.
Is that an A or an A?
Hey.
Oh, it's an A. Good. Everything's passed.
Any new business? Any old business?
They'll amend it on the floor.
Thank you.
Yes,
motion
I believe so.
Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Second.
Fair
say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Just show up on time. Oh, I forgot. Hector's got a job. He can't. Like,
how much is the current lease?
Current lease is 201 and change.
Yeah, 201.6, I think.